Oh my gosh, you guys. Hello, hello. Welcome back to How to Be a Better Person. Thank you so much if you are tuning in again, and if you've been waiting for a new episode for months, I know. I'm so sorry. I've had it planned for quite some time. It's long overdue, and I'm very excited to bring it to you now. If you've been keeping up with my episodes and my journey, you would know that in August, I moved from Texas to Colorado recently to start graduate school. I'm studying somatic psychotherapy, which is essentially the study of how the mind and the body intersect, the way that we store things in our body that need to be healed and moved out and can't just be worked through with talk therapy. It's been a very intense and impactful journey and quite the adjustment, but it does feel like it's in alignment in the way that Houston no longer was for me. So it's giving very much rebirth and recreating your life from the ground up. And that is perfect because that brings me into our episode. And I'm super, super excited to bring on the beautiful Talisha Clark. She is the owner of Clitorate and Healing Girl Season. And this girl is just such a beast. She's working on like 4 projects at a time all the time. She's one of the most determined people I've ever met. So I'm really, really excited to introduce you. Hi, Tay.
Hi, hi. That intro got me smiling.
I'm so happy to have you here. I feel like it's literally been overdue.
Definitely been overdue. Definitely. I'm glad we're finally in this space.
So I want to start off with just kind of talking about what made you want to get started with everything that you're doing, hosting events, managing a full-time job. Like, what got you here?
I think the first thing for me was realizing that just working for somebody else, I wasn't getting the satisfaction I needed. I was kind of feeling unfulfilled and also financially unfulfilled. So it was like, what can I do to make myself more comfortable? You know, of course, I have this corporate 9-to-5 that's substantial, but I wanted more. So I was more so trying to figure out what I could do that fit into what I felt like was the realm of me and what could help me, you know, become more financially stable for my children and myself. Yeah, that would definitely becoming financially stable and being comfortable. You know, I think that's always all everybody's goal is to be comfortable. Nobody wants to be uncomfortable. And I think right now, you know, it's such an uncomfortable space in these later years for people. And then being a single mom, it's like, I don't have a supplemental income of two household income, you know? So it's like, I have to become the two household income. I feel like, I'm still in that situation. You know, it's the struggle is constant, you know, with inflation, the things are constant, but I think that there's an evolution of getting more comfortable. I definitely feel like I'm definitely more comfortable.
Yeah.
I would say what caused me to get to that place or push to that space is I think I really started diving into my own spirituality and seeing where I really was lacking fulfillment in myself. And when I was around my friends, the conversations that we would have and the things that I would experience when I would meet people always would be so open with me about what they had going on personally. You know, it's kind of like just a comfort thing. I don't know, you know, what exactly it was, but one thing that I had was the ability to make people comfortable and for them to express and kind of share things with me that, you know, they wouldn't typically share with people or that they might not have shared with many people, even that's close to them. And as I did that and realized those things, it's like I didn't take it lightly that people felt comfortable with me, that I was shared, these things were shared with me. And I was unhappy myself with just my journey of, you know, just understanding who I was as a woman, my sensuality, you know, becoming into the power of who I am as a divorced mom. You know, I was with my ex-husband since I was a teenager. I think that I really never had the place to really just dive into who I was and what truly made me happier, truly brought me pleasure in life in general. And turning that and trying to empower women, I really wanted myself as a woman to really come into my power. One of the things that caught my attention when it came to that was Tantra and understanding, you know, just the sexual intelligence aspect of yourself. Because one thing I would realize is, you know, people can state that they're happy, but there are so many elements to what sexual intelligence is. And it was like, I love to learn, and I love knowledge, and I love statistics, and I love to share that with people and give people a true gauge and in understanding. And so with that, it was like, what other way then for me to help people and become and become like just basically a vessel myself of learning and cultivating the sexual intelligence realm? Like, it just kind of just fell into my lap in a way. I really don't know how it came to me. If I was being honest, I kind of had an enlightenment journey that happened, and it kind of showed me that this is where I was supposed to be. You know, I was in a whole nother dimension, and it was like, wow, this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be spreading this knowledge. I've always been a kind of against the grain kind of person. I never went and did what everybody wanted me to do. And it was like, to me, this subject is so taboo. Like, I have to be the one, like, I have to dive into here and be the person to express myself and do these things. And I know that as a mom, I have a teenage son and I have a daughter, a young daughter, and like, I don't want her to grow up like I grew up. I don't want my son to continue on the cycle of seeing the things that he saw. And, you know, it's just like, I want them to have a better knowledge and better movement in what they do in life. You know, I was a teenage mom. So it's like, I feel like if a lot of the things that I try to cultivate now, even in the adults, was told to me as a child, being just a bit more transparent on what, you know, everything was, I feel like I could have made better choices, would have made better choices, maybe not all of them, but at least some. You know, that would have made a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. You feel like you're living your purpose now?
I feel like I'm stepping into it.
Yes. Okay.
I don't feel like I'm fully, I don't think I really don't feel like I'm fully there. I feel like there's parts that I really haven't still have the capacity to grasp yet. I feel like this is my stepping stone into my purpose. I feel like my things that I'm doing are stepping stones into my purpose, or not necessarily I'm fully there yet, because I know, you know, my purpose is altering as I alter, you know, as I change, as I develop, as I grow. So I feel like I'm definitely stepping into my purpose of realizing like certain gifts that I do have, and certain tools that I'm able to have the capacity to apply, you know, in the sense, but I don't feel like I'm fully there yet. I feel like it's still a huge process, and I think that's why I'm enjoying it so much. Like, it's like, you know, of course, pros and cons of learning yourself and having these self-realizations and the accountability that it takes. But I feel like I'm definitely stepping and walking. Like, I feel like I'm walking in my purpose finally. I don't think I haven't reached it, the full peak. I'm not at the tip of Mount Everest just yet.
No, but I love that you said that you enjoy the journey. Like that's the whole part of the process, and people tend to want to just skip to the finish line, and it's like, no, you really have to build this stuff from the ground up. You have to dive into who you are and what works for you and what doesn't. And I love that you've been so honest about this process, you know?
It's nowhere near easy. I feel like a lot of times we, especially with social media, we have to depict this. They want us to depict like, oh, life's great for me. This is so amazing. You know, all these things, but it's not, that's not the reality of it. And I think that when I speak to people and I talk to people, it's like, I'm honest about that. Like, things aren't perfect. Like, yes, I am a overly a happy person at times. You know, people meet me, they're like, you're just always smiling. I'm like, girl, you just don't know. I was just in my car on the way here crying, or I was in my shower this morning screaming my lungs out, or, you know, I went to the gym and busted my ass to where I was damn near bent over about to vomit, you know, because we all go through things and we're all going through things, but it's just kind of how you deal with them. I don't let it hinder me. I kind of process it, feel it, and kind of go and just choose. I choose my happiness every day. I don't dwell on what I can't change or what the common daily stressors are going to be like. Of course, I'm stressed as fuck every day, all day, every day. That's unavoidable. It's unavoidable, but it's just how you deal with the stress. And I think that I choose to not let it hinder me when it comes to how I interact with people. And I think that's the main thing.
Absolutely. And I also love that you said choosing to be happy. I mean, we all have to do that. Even can't let that drag you down, you know?
Literally, like, you can sit in it. Like, you know, I have my moments when I'm just the other week, I had a whole marathon of Harry Potter that I watched the last four movies. I was sitting in my depression. I'm like, I'm just gonna sit here and, you know, mope and feel and do all these things that really is just gonna bring me here to this space, and then I'm gonna get over it, and I'm gonna get up, and I'm gonna go to the gym, and I'm gonna get it out this way, and then I'm gonna just move forward. You know, it's just the daily, it's a literally a daily battle.
Balance, baby.
Yeah, literally, it's all about balance. And how do you balance? Jesus,
Yeah.
balance itself is such a an interesting word. to me, you know, a term that's just like, where do you truly find your balance? You know, I think that's a question that people usually ask me. Somebody asked me that the other night, one of my good friends. We were overworking on some stuff because I'm gifting my friends for my birthday. I'm gifting my friends a gift. So I'm creating something handmade for them.
You are. That doesn't surprise me at all. You're such a creator. It's like it's in your blood, I feel like. You can't help
Like I
it.
have, yeah, I just have to show the people that are in my life that I really truly appreciate them. You know, I feel like there's the people that I've come across in this journey, it's they've made all the difference. You know, and as far as the balance aspect goes, it's just it's really never no, it's never a we talk about balance, and balance is supposed to be something, of course, being a straight line, right? It's a 50-50. The wheel is never leaning more towards one side than the other. But I feel like as human beings, that's inevitable. It's always going to be some sort of uneven balance. It's never going to be 50-50. I think the realization of that has helped me, like, it's never going to be 50-50. Nowhere, ever. It's always going to be an ebb and flow. It's always going to be a 60, a 60-40, a 70-30, maybe a 25-75. You know, it's never completely fully balanced in all aspects of our life. It's nearly impossible.
And not just that, but to me, I feel like that brings in the aspect of like, what can I manage? I can manage to put forth today maybe 95%. Tomorrow I can put in 75%. I can't control what the other people are going to put in, you know, or what life is going to give me. Those are things that are completely outside my control. So it's just like I just have to show up and I have to be the best me that I am. And everybody else can either do that or not, you know, like.
You just have to show up. I think that that's the thing, is just actively showing up every day in some sense, whether it's a little one task that you completed for the day. You know, at least you did something, and that's what makes the change. That's what builds up the change. It's not you pounding and burning out every day and killing yourself. It's like, no, I made these small steps consistently, and this consistency then this helped me bring more balance. Or now you're starting to see the little ticklers and changes and the things that's making a difference in those decisions and in those little things that you chose to do every single day.
Exactly. And I hear that you say, like, when you talk about taking care of yourself, you work out, sometimes you watch Harry Potter. What other things you do to kind of like find that balance and take care of yourself and nurture yourself?
I would say I my bath time.
For
I
me.
have a garden, like I have a garden tub, and to me, I feel like that's a prerequisite in anywhere that I live, and I will sit in my tub. When my daughter's asleep or she's finally situated for the night, I'll sit in my tub and I will sit in there and I will do what I feel like it, whether sometimes I'll eat at my tub. Sometimes like, you know, sometimes I have a glass of wine. I'm working out right now, so I'm really trying to limit my sugars and wine and stuff. So like I'll have my water and I might have my little, you know, CBD type of deal that I have going on. Or I kind of just decompress and I sit there and I listen to my lo-fi, my music and whatever's kind of talking to me, and I just kind of sit there. You know, I think that's a decompressing moment to kind of process my thoughts. That would be a thing. Like you said, the working out. I started skating this year, so probably for the past few, first like 8 months, I've been skating on quads. So I skate a lot. After my workout, I usually go outside and skate. I think those are like the main things that I do. I try to really take time. I've really tried to start working on, I do audio notes and just regular notes to myself. I think I just have started really just writing out my thoughts, or I just sit there and talk to myself and take the time to just kind of in the car. It's like us being single parent, well, myself being a single parent, you just have to take the time, little times that you can space to yourself. Like it's not, oh, I have this whole evening where I'm self-caring. If I do some self-care in the evening, damn sure my daughter wants to do some self-care with me. So it's like I'm not really getting those moments of just being alone, because once she's home, it's like in your face, mom, what's up? Like we're spending all this the rest of this evening together. So I would say just the little things. It's just the smallest things. You know, in the morning when I drop her off, I have my coffee and my little joint. Like, you know, I have my moments where I just it's just stealing those small moments of joy. You doing those small little things that make me happy is kind of what keeps me going, you know. I would say that's the biggest thing, is those small moments. Those small moments make all the difference. It doesn't have to be these huge monumental self-care days. It's just self-care moments out the day where I took time for myself. Whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's an hour, sometimes I just took it for myself.
I really love that. I think that's so important to weave in because I feel like people are like, "Oh God, I don't have the time to self-care. I don't have time to go to the spa or like thing." And it's like you don't have to have a whole day or a lot of money for it. And I get my little emotional support coffee.
Like it doesn't take much. Like, I think that's what people and especially, I mean, it always comes from that down to social media and this expectation of we should be living this lavishly filled life and doing all of these extravagant things for myself to get it. And it's like then you just add an extra stressor to yourself because now you're comparing yourself more to your own self-care to what somebody else is doing for their self-care. And it's not even really what you would want to do if you really sat down with yourself and thought about what truly brings you happiness. Because you could sit in that spot all day and now you're scrolling on your phone doing the same shit you was doing at home.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you have to be mindful of yourself. Like really figure out what brings you that small happiness, that small piece of joy every day. And it
Yeah.
doesn't take much if you really sit in it like you, it doesn't take much.
It really doesn't. And it's unrealistic to sit here and compare yourself to social media and all the things that you see other people doing, like small percentage of people, that's not real life.
It's not, and their life's not real. I've met so many influencers in these past couple of years that have hundreds of thousands of followers. Some of them don't even have a vehicle. Some of them don't even still live with their parents. Some of them live damn near homeless. Some of them don't have anything. You know what I'm saying? Don't have furniture in their place. Like, it's like we're looking at these individuals thinking that they're living this amazing life, and yet they're truly miserable.
It's an
You
image.
know? Yeah, it's literally an image, and they fall into that image, and then they're sitting here, and they're not even truly happy, but they're gonna keep posting because they get that validation from the outward source.
Absolutely. Okay, I want to shift gears a little bit. So tell
Okay.
me what got you to the place of wanting to start Healing Girl. Because let me tell you guys, I have had the pleasure and the honor of being able to participate in some of these events, and it has just been such an emotional, beautiful experience to watch you make that grow from the first session. So tell me everything about that.
Wow, that means so much. Like for one, yes, I appreciate you so much for being a part because you were there for Nautilus Exchange. You came for Nautilus Exchange. You're there for Healing Girl, High Frequency. Like, been there since the beginning
Everything.
at 5806 Star Lane, which that is coming full circle. I have to tell you a story about that sidebar.
Okay.
But Healing Girl season came about because my best friend and I, Courtney Myers, she had just recently went through a breakup. So we started, our first session was in August 2022. February 2022, she went through a huge breakup for someone she had been with a couple years. Myself, I had been on my journey of being single. I left my ex-husband in 2016, so I have been single, but then I did hop into a relationship where I was dating this guy for a good amount of time. It was a more serious relationship, the end of 21, 22. So if we were both kind of coming out of relationships per se, hers a bit more longer than mine, but it was this. As we were going through the breakup, you know, when your friends go through a breakup that's close to you, you're going through the breakup too. You know, they're not going through it alone. You know, with her, you know, I was there to pick her up from it, you know, and then I also spent so much time with her in that next few months of going through the journey of processing the healing and, you know, seeing how going through a breakup, those stages. You know, seeing what I went through and when I broke up, left my ex-husband, and seeing her going through those processes. And it was like, you know, seeing those ups and downs of going through the phases of certain things and, you know, wanting that external validation or, you know, thinking, oh, I'm gonna go date and do these whole bunch of things right after and doing these rebounds because this is what I need to do, or, you know, trying to get over this person and realizing like then coming to the realization like I don't want to repeat the pattern of what I usually do when I leave a partner or, you know, going through the heartbreak of things. I don't want to repeat the same pattern. So it was just kind of like we kind of started, you know, more so spending time and kind of diving into our friendship. And, you know, one thing I will say, and I think I really stay true to this, is like we really should take the time to date our friends. spend time with our friends like we do in our intimate relationships, because we put so much into our intimate relationships that we forget about our friends. And honestly, when those relationships leave, they're still there. You know, we deserve to pour into our friends so that it helps them in a sense and us in a sense heal and be able to learn about the love that we can accept. You know, the way my friends love me, I'm not going to accept any less from a man coming into my life. And
Exactly.
so when we were going through those processes, it was like, you know, I already had the naughty list exchange going, and she was there with me through that process. And she was a vendor and she helped me as needed. And she was like, you know, I really want to do an event together. And I was like, well, you know, what could we do? And then I want you to prove to me that this is what you really want to do, because, you know, I was running a successful event already. A lot of people were asking to collab with me. A lot of people were asking to do things with me. And it was more so like, prove to me that you really want to do this. Like, I'm not going to just, yes, you're my best friend, but I'm not going to jump into business with you if you're not proving yourself, because you're my friend and I would hate to ruin our friendship over business, you know? So I was like, find us a venue. She found a venue and I was like, okay, you might be a little serious. So, you know, then we went into like, okay, what are we going to do? And I was like, well, we were always talking about we're not out here doing a hot girl summer this summer. Like, we're doing a healing girl summer. This healing girl summer, like, we're spending time, we're doing things, we're working on ourselves, we're doing the things we want to do. We're not worried about no niggas. Like, that's not our seas right now. So we're like, healing girl summer. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, hell yeah. And I was like, but healing girl summer, that's gonna limit us to a se one season. And I was like, healing girl season, like, duh, because fucking seasons, we're all in, life is seasons, you know, everything is ebb and flow, nothing is ever the same. And life, you know, through our healing journey, it's all seasonal, because for one, you're never healed. It's not healed girl season, because for one, you're never healed. It's an unending process. And it's like, what can we do for this space? You know, a lot of people would always come to us like, oh my God, we love your friendship. You guys are so close. You know, you guys really show what being true friends looks like, you know, and it's like, we wanted to have this space for other women, Black and Brown women, to have a space to feel the same way that we felt around for, you know, around each other. And what better way than to just dive into what the fuck we go through every single day in life? You know, every season that we're going through, every healing growth season that's developed is based on that season in my life. You know, whatever is I'm dealing with, whether it comes to relationships, platonic friendships, dealing with losing platonic friendships, dealing with heartache, dealing with depression, dealing with my job, dealing with my kids, my family, my siblings, my everything is placed into healing girl season. So whatever I'm particularly dealing with in that season is 9 times out of 10 what I'm diving into or we're discussing, because, you know, I show up as myself. If I don't show up as myself, or we don't show up as ourselves, then people can't truly relate to what we're going through. We're not just sitting here saying, oh, we're healed. Do this, do your journaling. Make sure you meditate. Are you doing your breath work? Yeah, that's how you're gonna get into it. No, look, like, we're digging into the deep, deep, deeps of the abyss. We're talking about shadow work. You know, that's my, oh, I love shadow work. That's my, you know, if you came to Healing Girl Seasons, you know that I create journals and I create intentional journals for every session that are tailored to whatever we're kind of going through. So shadow work journals, for one, I've done three of them. So, you know, it's like, I love to dive into that aspect, because what we don't realize is how much our traumas and all of the things that we hide deep down inside is what truly navigates how we deal with life, how we deal with people, how we deal with ourselves, how we love ourselves, if we truly love ourselves because of those things. And it's like, you know, we have to become more self-aware. In the community that we created with Healing Girl Season is being able to be in a space where you can be truly vulnerable and you don't have to worry about anybody looking at you sideways for anything that you've done, or how you feel about anything. Are you voicing how you truly feel or how you're processing things? Or, you know, it's a space that's created for us to come in and learn from another. You know, it's an open group panel discussion. So we sit there and we don't sit there and talk the whole time. The group leads. Wherever your thoughts and your feelings take you as we have our dialogue is whatever you can say. You know, you're able to voice what you're feeling in that moment. You're able to voice your personal experiences, or to hear somebody else's and to reiterate something to them that speaks to you that you've dealt with. You know, it's a space where we can but we truly build community between us women. And all the women there have, there are so many women that are closer now and built connections with other people. We also offer amazing couple vendors that are there. We have the select few that are there. We have Jellyfish Fields, who is amazing, grown into an amazing friend of mine, and she's there and she offers free microdosing with mushrooms that are tailored towards what we need in the environment, kind of helping, ebb off that anxiety and that those quirks that kind of are sticking out and makes people anxious to not really want to be in a space, or you're coming into a space to be vulnerable and nobody's just truly comfortable. You're kind of stepping out of your comfort zone. So we offer that to kind of help you kind of ease that and be able to kind of sit and be present, and then the breath work that we have, and then you doing the somatic processing sessions that you did for us, like those were so life-changing, So it's just a space to where I have all these beautiful women come in this space and share their talents and their experiences with others. And it's such a great space to be in. We don't have a lot of, it's very intimate. It's 30 to 40 people are allowed. We sell out of every single event at this moment. We're hosting them every other month, and we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary, August of 2023. And we sold out, and it's like, we really need this. And it's just as much as the women that attend need this, I need this. It's an accountability factor for me, myself, honestly, because I can't do the things and not be doing the things off site. It makes me have to be like, okay, when issues come up in my life or things come up, it's like I have to sit here and really think, like, what is the reason that I'm going through this? What is this lesson? What am I going to do? Am I going to be reactive? Am I going to be proactive? And it's just, it really makes me have to sit in myself more than sometimes I would like to. And it makes me be more self-aware, more accountable, more vulnerable. And I think it feeds into the part of my, of course, back to clitorate, that was something that, like, I always wanted people to respect the sexual empowerment part of clitorate. A lot of times you see clitorate and you're like, oh, she's just out here showing her body. She's a freaky bitch. She's all the things because this is what she's showing. But it's like, I'm cultivating sexual intelligence. It's mental, it's emotional, it's physical, it's spiritual, it's all these things. So I feel like being able to push what I can into healing girl season as well, it's like it kind of brings everything a full circle for me. And clitorate to healing girl season, it's like I'm able to facilitate the sexual intelligence, but I'm also to facilitate this mental space too, to kind of get the respect that it deserves in a sense. Like, I'm not doing these things, I'm cultivating sexual intelligence and then mental health awareness, and that's the spirituality and that's the emotional. And it's like I literally have every facet, whether it's separated in a sense, but I have every facet that's covered when it comes to what I do business wise and what I'm sharing and giving to other people and pouring into other people as well as myself.
Absolutely. I mean, these are things that people are not talking about. And so the fact that you created such a container for education and giving Black and Brown people spaces to be vulnerable, which is few and far between. I'm like,
Yeah.
it's incredible. Every single
Thank
one of those events that I've witnessed that you've put together has been nothing short of inspirational.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just literally saying that my birthday is on December 8th. So it's
Oh, yeah.
literally right here around the corner, and it's literally like, try to think of like what's my word of the year, and inspiration has probably been like my biggest. I think that's my word for my year of Jesus, my coming into my 3 year of 33 is like inspiration. I've been inspired by so many women that's around me right now. It's like this year is of fulfilling these inspirations, like really taking these inspirations and applying them to my life.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, that brings me into my next question, which is perfect. What are you working on for 2024? What are you wanting to birth into the world? What are your goals?
Ooh, wee.
I know. Good question. You probably have like 1,800 of them. So.
Oh my God. I have a couple. Definitely. So if you know Denali, so Claret, we do Denali's exchange, which has kind of molded and evolved into high frequency. So with high frequency, it becomes such an amazing space. Like the space that it's evolved into, like the demonstrations and the performances that we have, it's just to the point where I want to push out on that. I'm expanding space for high frequency. I feel like we keep outgrowing spaces, which is an amazing thing, but it's like at the same time it's like, fuck, I gotta find a new space now. Like what can I find, you know, to actually hone in on the energy that it has. It's just over exuding with all of this. Man, I don't even can't even put it into words. Sometimes I just sit there, the last one I had, I just sat there and was just like, wow, like I just remember that just the evolution of the beginning of Naughty List, how it was this huge event where I had 50 vendors and it was a smoke event. I was letting, you know, having more of the fun space, of course, a couple of demonstrations, but it's like I wanted the people to get comfortable to come here. And then now being able to hone into more of the demonstrations and the sex into the sexual intelligence factors of these performances and getting people to really sit in these spaces. And it's like, this is now what I'm finally reaching the point to where this is where I've been trying to get to for the past 2 years. You know, I've been doing these since 2021. I took a hiatus on Naughty List Exchange for a good, I think, 6 to 8 months. And it came back. Like taking that hiatus and taking that rest was the best thing I had ever done. And I think that we really have to sit sometimes and be okay as business owners and entrepreneurs to take a break. It's okay to take a break and come back because life lights. And I was able to hone into Healing Girl Season in that time with Courtney. And we were able to develop this space for these women because I had to take that space from Naughty List Exchange because I was losing myself in a sense. And I had to find myself. And Healing Girl Season kind of helped me hone back into who I am and what I really want and be able to more speak to all my boundaries. So my goals for this coming year, high frequency for sure, to evolve and grow more because that's inevitable in the space that it is and the people that it brings around, the amazing individuals that I've met. Healing Girl Season for sure. I want to do a retreat for Healing Girl Season.
Yes, I've been telling you
Yes,
this for so long.
you keep saying I'm like, you're like, you should do it. I'm like, I know, but so I want to do a retreat for Healing Girl Season. That's a huge thing. That's a goal to come. I don't know if it'll be for 2024. I definitely know it'll be 2025 for sure. I'm more so what I've realized with myself is I taking the time, it's no rush.
Yes.
Like it's no rush. It's okay to build up too. It's no rush to jump into. And I've had friends myself that have done retreats and I see kind of learning rather than saying like, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do it better. Like I know I will, but I'm okay with learning from my mistakes, learning from other people's and taking that into account. Like it's okay to make mistakes as long as you're learning from them. You know, I'm never losing. Courtney sent me this quote literally yesterday. She's like, I just want to share with you. Like, wow, you know, thank you so much. And as I sit here now talking to you, it's like, you know, it's so applicable. It's so applicable to what is going on. It's like I never lose, either I win or I learn. You know what I'm saying? It's never a loss to whatever the event is, whatever the space that you're creating. It's never a loss if it's not quote unquote what you want it to be, but you either are winning, which 9 times out of 10 you're already winning regardless because you did it. You're winning regardless because you did it. But what are you learning from this win? Like, what are you going to take back from it? And so, like, I'm in no rush to get to the retreat. I know it's going to be coming. So I'm more so saying I'm developing. There's development of this retreat. But what I know I want to complete 2024, I haven't shared this with anybody yet, but I'm actually in the midst of creating a burlesque showcase that I want to create, a cabaret
Amazing.
for tailored towards like it will only be Black and Brown cast. I have already have some amazing people in mind, amazing talent. So, Elysian Whispers is what it's going to be called.
Okay.
So Elysian is derived from the Greek word of paradise, afterlife. And with Elysian Whispers, it's more so tailoring towards the journey of self-discovery, of sensual liberation. So Elysium is actually the word that Elysian is derived from, and it represents the paradise or afterlife reserved for the souls of the heroic and virtuous. So it's basically a place of beauty and bliss and tranquility. So, and then the whispers implies soft, subtle communication. So it can be seen as like gentle, intimate revelations and self-discoveries that basically during my performance, during the performance, which I won't be the performer, but during the performance, we'll basically showcase that. So I'm working on, building and finding a space for that. But that's my huge plan. I want to create something different. Like we have these burlesque shows and we have these cabarets and stuff that I've been to, and they're cool. But they don't really have a storyline per se that I've seen. The only one I've seen so inspirational when I came out there to Denver, Sensatia. If you're living out in the Denver area and you're listening to this and you have not been to Sensatia Cabaret, go. It is truly inspiring. I went there and I was like, I don't really know what my next move is. I know I want to do something different outside the box per usual, but what can I do? And I was like, who am I to produce a show? But I'm like, fuck it. I've done an events. I've done all these things I can curate. Why can't I curate a whole,
Absolutely.
production?
I have no
So
doubt that it's going to be amazing because everything you do is amazing.
thank you. Thank you so much. So that's my frequency is evolving and it's taking its own little wheel. The Only Girl's taking its own little wheel. I want to host some different sessions for a little session. So with me having my daughter, my teenage son and I have a struggle relationship right now. And I know it comes into play of me being having him as a teenage mom and so many things with my divorce and so many factors with his own mental health, that he has, I don't like to say issues, but he has, mental health. Yeah, that are it, so it's like so many factors come into play. And it's like, as I'm raising my daughter now, it's like I'm raising them as two different people. And with Healing Girl Season, I have this platform that we have to really push emotional development with our children too, and so Healing Girl Season, we're going to host a little one, a little's edition. So it's host Healing Little Season. And I want, our parents, even friends, if you don't have a child, bring what child is closest in your life, because honestly, it takes a village to raise a child. And if you're around another person's child, whether it's your sister, whether it's your best friend, you have a hand in raising this child. And you might be the person that that parent for that child that that parent can't be in that moment because they're dealing with all these factors. So just giving the space to bring your child in or your friend's child and your cousin in to talk about emotional intelligence with kids in a way that they'll understand, having little exercises to do with them, showing them a little bit about yoga and teaching them about breath work and teaching them about being able to name their emotions, tell them what they are besides they're not just angry. Why are you angry? Anger is a beginner development emotion, or it's like our default emotion to so many small emotions in it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like creating that space for us to do that. And I brought my daughter to a Healing Girl Season one time because I didn't have a babysitter and she loved it so much. She's like, I want to do the yoga with you guys. But when it come down to the panel, she can't talk. She doesn't know what the hell we're talking about. She's on her iPad, like, keeps coming up to me like, go sit down, So I want to be able to have a space where she can come in. She likes to lead me in yoga now. She understands breath work. She knows meditation. So it's like, I want to build this emotional intelligence space that I'm trying to curate behind closed doors with my child for everyone else. And it's like, I'm already doing it for myself, but I want to do things with her more too. I feel bad always having to leave late at night to go to do my events or sending her to her dad's every weekend. Like, I feel shitty, but it doesn't stop me from, but I have to do it. It's something that we have to do as women. It's like I said, the balance is never 50-50. It's never all the way across. There's always something lacking. So it's like, if I can find ways to put it in that I can help her and have her be a part of it, I'm going to do so now. That's my thing for this year. My goal, another goal for my this year is to get more time with my kids. I work so much. My kids, they understand that, but it doesn't stop the fact of them feeling, So I would say that's a huge goal of mine. So with Healing Girls, with Healing Little Season, I'm like, I'm about to cry because
I know,
it.
I can see it. Yeah. I love this so much. This is what
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you guys. Like, you're just such a wonderful, incredible human, and I'm so excited to watch all the things that you're going to put together. Like,
I appreciate it so much. I
you.
appreciate it so much. Yeah, I do. I really do. It's like we do, like the things we do, it's for a reason, but it's like things come with sacrifice,
It's
It
true.
really does. It
Yeah.
really truly does.
The rehab
So
process is no joke, dude. It's funny that you read that quote because I was literally talking about this with my roommate the other day. Is like, we have to wake up every single day and choose what we want our life to look like, and it doesn't have to look at the same as it did yesterday.
Yep.
Like, We get to recreate our reality. We get to decide, no, these are the things that I want to cultivate. And it's
Yep.
have the power to just pick up and change that whenever we want.
Yep, literally like rebirthing. I think I was just talking to my friend just a minute ago before we got on the call, and it was like I was talking about the Renaissance film that Beyonce just released. So, you know, she released her Renaissance concert into a film in the movies, and I took Talia to see it with me with a group of my girlfriends. And though she fell asleep twice in it because the shit is long as hell, it's 3 hours long. But the whole time I was just like, I didn't even want it to end because it was so inspiring with the what Renaissance represents. Renaissance is rebirth. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, it's just the same thing. It's just what's sticking out to me so much lately. And it was like with what she did, she dove into the production of what the event production of it. And that to me was like, oh my God, it was just screaming to my core. It's like just seeing like having a team is truly vital, having those people around you that truly are rooting for you to win. Like that's vital, and it's so hard to come by for to find people that have the same drive, or that regardless they want to see you win, because when you win, they're going to win too, because they know you're going to look out for them, you're going to take care of them, you know. And it's that rebirth. It's like you can do whatever you want, like you can become whoever you want. Like I know certain things that I'm not happy about with myself that I've done, or that I move, and certain choices that I've made day to day. But it's like, okay, well, today I'm going to choose different. Today I'm going to choose to do this better this time because I don't like how I was feeling about myself. And when you don't like how you feel about yourself, you have the power. I feel like as women, we don't realize sometimes we kind of get lost in satisfying everybody else or doing for everybody else, that we have truly have the power to do what you want to do. And nobody can stop that. Don't let anybody guilt you into feeling bad about doing what's right for you, because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself. There's nobody else that's going to live with you. At the end of the days, when you come home and you're in your car, you're by yourself. When you're in your tub, you're by yourself. When you're sitting alone, you're literally in with yourself. And are you truly happy? Are you truly satisfied with where you are in this current moment? And if you're not, what are those baby steps that you're going to do to get your happiness back, get your sanity back, get your pleasures back, your wherewithal back? You know, we lose ourselves so frequently in others. I know myself, I'm an overgiver. I'm always going to say yes. I'm always going to show up, and I've learned to stop just taking a moment and thinking about it first. Let me check my calendar and get back with you, you know, because I'll say yes and I'll take on so many things and I'm just overwhelmed. It's like we just have to learn to just learn. Sometimes we have to say no, and sometimes we just have to take that moment. Like, it's not selfish. It's
No,
not selfish. It's not selfish. You know, some people might feel like it, but those people that can't respect those boundaries are not people that's supposed to be in your life. You
agreed.
know, that kind of take kind of weeds those out. And trust your intuition. I feel like that's been the biggest thing for me in my evolution of what I have going on. It's like, if it doesn't feel right, I don't do it. So if somebody's reaching out to me to collab, or somebody's reaching out to do certain things or want certain things, or I'm looking at certain things like, well, maybe I could do this. It's like, if it doesn't feel right, if it really doesn't have an applicable guideline to it, like where I can do, say, I can do X, Y, and Z to reach this, then I'm not going to do it. I think that a lot of times people, we have these amazing ideas. Write these ideas down that you have, and then take those ideas and dig into them, whether you have three or four bullet points as to how you can achieve those. You know what I'm saying? Like being realistic. Of course, we can dream. We can dream to the dreamts of dream. And I don't dream, which is very interesting. I always tell people this. I don't realize I'm just black. Like it's just black. It's the weirdest thing ever. I don't know if it's because I think all day and my mind's like, shut the fuck down, bitch. Like, go to
Oh,
sleep. Like,
yeah.
probably what it is. I just thought about that. That might be really what it is. But it's just sitting in those, like, be realistic with your dreams. If you have a dream, write it down and dive into it. Have three, if you don't have at least three to four bullet points as to how you can achieve this, move on to the next. Don't
Ooh.
dwell.
That's such a key too, because I feel like kind of even going back to your earlier point of saying no and setting boundaries, I don't know what it is with women, but we have such a hard time letting things go that like don't feel aligned, whether it's people, goals, like we just to hold on and
And
still
love it. We're gonna
all
love it
the
even
young
though it's
things.
dead.
Yeah, no,
They're
that's
like,
not how this works. Like, you have to learn to let shit go sometimes.
it's like, oh, I'm holding on to that flower is dead. No, it's not. It's just
Very
malnourished.
different.
It's just malnourished, guys. Don't worry, I'll bring it back. Like, I
It's like
don't
a
think that's
savior complex
it.
where like the mother in us just wants to like nurture shit to death. And it's like, no, that's very different.
You gotta let it go. I think that's coming to the realization that everything is not meant to stay. I think that was like, and when it comes to friendships and people in your lives or your businesses or your engagements, like everything's not meant to be here forever. Things are meant to come and go, whether they're meant to teach you a lesson, a lesson, a lesson, or like, it's there, let it serve its purpose. And sometimes you gotta let these things go. Sometimes they'll come back, but it's like finding comfort in knowing that whatever this is not always going to be permanent. Like, I think I've come to the realization that I think that makes people uncomfortable. Like, I'm scared I'm going to lose you, but it's like, I'm just here. I'm just glad you're here. I think that's more so. It's not like I don't want to ever lose you. It's more so like my take is like, I'm just glad you're here. For whatever it is that you're here for me for, I'm just glad you're here.
Yeah, let
You
me
know,
enjoy
and
the time that I have with you, because
yeah,
nothing is forever.
nothing is forever. And it's okay to grieve when you're losing something or somebody or a business. Like, people are like, oh, I just, I'm gonna move on. It just happened. Like, grieve, whether it's,
Or two.
you mourn losses of living people, you mourn losses of lost relationships. It's a mourning process. Like, it literally goes through, you go through all those stages when you're losing anything, anything. So it's like, it's okay. It's okay to grieve, and don't let anybody else tell you where you should be or how you should be dealing with things or how you should process your emotions or that you shouldn't feel this way about this because it was just a few weeks. Like, we're beings and it's okay to feel, but you have to learn to feel that and you have to learn to move forward through that. Because once you get through that, the next thing that's going to fall into your lap, whether it's a person, whether it's a place, whether it's a thing, is going to be even more amazing because now you process this journey. And you gain a piece of wisdom. And now, when the next thing falls into your lap, you have this extra bit of wisdom to know how to handle it better or how to take those certain tick things from that and be able to apply it to the next thing that you're doing. So it's like, it's the fucking journey.
It is.
In point of achieving the success, it's the
Right.
journey that you're getting through it. Cause that's what the memories are.
You
Like,
gotta let yourself be shaped.
yeah. Yeah. Literally, molded. Molded like.
For every person as like a sculpture, and it's like, wait a minute, mad that the sculpturist is like hacking away like all these bits and pieces. We're not like, you know what I mean, crying at them on the ground. We're like, okay, yes, something beautiful is coming out of this. Like, let's
Oh
go.
yeah.
Let's
Like,
do it.
look at that clay down there, girl. That you don't need that. That's dead weight. That's dead weight. That ain't how we gonna see what you look like without chipping that away? Like, how are we gonna see what you really are, what you really encompass without chipping that bullshit away? Chip that bullshit away, baby.
Yes.
Rebirth. Once again, it did like, oh my goodness.
All circle.
Whole fucking circle. Like, wow. Like,
Glad that we did this, because every single thing that you said, I feel like somebody out there needs to hear. And I genuinely hope that if you guys are in Houston, Texas, you go to one of Tay's events. Can you please share your social and your website info?
yeah, absolutely. For start off with my personal is AYOTAY. AYOO dot TAYYY. Then we have Clitorate has its own Instagram. So it's just at Clitorate, CLITERATE underscore. And then now that high frequency has become its own beast, I have to break it up because it's taking over my Clitorate page where I'm cultivating sexual intelligence and it's just talking about events. So high frequency now has its own page and it's at high frequency, but it's frequency with FRE. AKQ, so freak Quincy. And then of course, gotta add that in there. Ah, you must hone into your pleasures, lady. We have to come back and talk more about sexual empowerment too, like talking about diving into that part. Yeah, and talk
I
about
feel
sexual
like that needs to be an
that.
entire
It's
episode on its own.
it definitely has to be. And Healing Girl Season is at Healing Girl Season. I think I covered everything. That's it on my Instagram. So Healing Girl Season, High Frequency, Clitorate. And then of course, if you want to talk to me personally, it's A-OK.
And also, my social is at Natasha the Divine, and my website is www.brightsoulhealing.com. So if you guys have any questions or comments, you want to email me, all my info can be found there. So much for coming on, my love.
Thank you for having me. I just want to say, for one, your podcasts are fucking amazing. I seen your Spotify Wrapped and that shit was bomb. And you're over here, first episode in months, but like you said, you took your time to rest and you're working and you're in school right now. Like, if anybody doesn't know this, she's in Colorado right now. She left us from Houston, is in Colorado. The emotional code readings that you've done for me, like the deep dives that we've done, like you've made an influential change in my life, and I appreciate you so much. And I want you to understand that from the bottom of my heart, that you are truly amazing. And you've truly made a difference in my journey myself. Like, code readings that you did on me that we dove into, those made that, and that was during my rest time of me stepping away from Naughty List Exchange and going into Healing Girl. It made all the difference. It made all the difference. Like, it truly did. So if anybody's ever able, and we did it on the phone, so wherever you are listening to this, whether you're across seas, you can schedule this with her, because it is a truly amazing experience. And the things we dove into, the things that she uncovered, was amazing in my shadow work journey as well. Like, it was some things that I hadn't even really come to terms with myself or really identified as issues. I'm like, fuck, we're here again. This is another thing. Oh my
Session was
God.
like right off the bat for coach, and
Listen.
we're like right at the end of the ship. And I was like, oh, we're going here now. Okay, that's
We're
cool.
here, and
Ready.
we did two sessions. And even with the two sessions, we had a lot of shit with the second session. I was just like, wow, like, but the evolution through the two sessions, you know, it was amazing. And I just appreciate you so much and everything that you do. This podcast, where your voice is on when it plays, audio is amazing. I've listened to all of them, so I'm excited to be featured on Spotify here. Like, ooh, I'm
You
excited, but it
deserve
is truly
it. Like, you
amazing.
have earned this spot. And I mean, I've worked really hard for it too, you know? And like, granted, I'm not the most consistent, and that's something that I'm working on. But like you said, I'm in the middle of graduate school, and it has been such an intense journey, like moving from a completely different state with no friends, family, like diving into this shit. And like the stuff that I'm working on, I can't wait to work on with you. Like, it's so
I
much
can't.
communication code.
Use me. Use me. Please use me
Like
as a
anything.
vessel. I think it's a
Love
blessing. That's a blessing that's came into play from me doing. I feel like it's shown the true purpose of that, knowing confirmation that I'm walking in the path that I'm supposed to be because of the people that are placed in my life, just from the experiences that I'm curating, just because I'm going with what I want to do with my intuition, with my gut, and doing those things that feel right to me, to my core. It's placed some of the most amazing people in my life. You know, you included. Like, it's made all the difference. So I thank you and I appreciate you and I love you always and forever. And when you get back home, we celebrating, because I'm tired of you being gone, because we need to go get some coffee from the cup-o.
our emotional support coffees. Yes.
But
I'll be back in Houston in 1 week, actually. Literally,
oh
to this day, I come back in 1 week. So, yeah, we'll definitely plan something out. And I can't wait to
my God.
see you. And I'm just so grateful for our friendship.
Thank you. I'm grateful too. I love you.
And I love you to each and every single one of you people who keep coming back and listening to my podcast and sharing it and sending me emails with your feedback. It all means the world. So, if anything Tay and I talked about today draws you in or you want support around, please don't hesitate to reach out. Take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a wonderful day.